This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. There was a sharp increase in the number of new coronavirus cases in China Thursday, with 254 new deaths. Reuters' Libby Hogan has more.
This figure is more than double the prior daily record, reported by China's Health Commission. The reason could be because officials have adopted a new way to count infections. But it was not immediately clear how the new methodology changed the results, nor why the death toll suddenly leapt up so high. It was all the more striking after Wednesday, when China reported its lowest number of new cases in weeks. Officials say they have begun revising old data and suspected cases. China state media said that officials will also start recognizing CT scan results to confirm infections.
That's Reuters' Libby Hogan. AP's Karen Chamas reports the new methodology follows a series of firings among health officials in Hubei province and its capital, Wuhan.
The new approach follows a series of firings amongst health officials in Hubei province and its capital, Wuhan. The new party chief of Hubei province was given to the former Shanghai mayor, Ying Yong, while Wang Zongling will take over as the party secretary in Wuhan. A slew of others were expelled from the party for transgressions related to the epidemic, as the public has widely criticized local officials for their handling of the outbreak.
The World Health Organization says it's not seeing a drastic increase in cases outside of China, but European Health Commissioner Stella Kyriakides says the European Union is prepared to fight the spread of the virus.
Member states overall have strong healthy systems and are well prepared to deal with the potential cases of COVID-19 virus.
Elsewhere, a cruise ship which had been stranded at sea for 2 weeks is now docked in Cambodia. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says the United States and the Taliban have agreed to an important step in bringing peace to Afghanistan.
The United States and the Taliban have negotiated a proposal for a 7-day reduction in violence. I'm here today consulting with allies about this proposal, and we've had a series of productive bilateral and collective meetings about the path forward. We've said all along that the best, if not only, solution in Afghanistan is a political agreement.
Citing Afghan and U.S. officials, the New York Times is reporting that President Donald Trump has given conditional approval to a deal with the Taliban to allow him to start withdrawing U.S. troops. The U.S. Senate will vote on a resolution today calling on President Trump to end the use of the U.S. military against Iran unless those actions are authorized by Congress. The president opposes the measure, arguing it is dangerous to limit his war-making power. Sudan's transitional government says it has reached a settlement with families of the victims of the 2000 attack on the USS Cole in Yemen. This is a key step towards having the country taken off the U.S. terrorism list and improving relations with the West. The settlement is the latest step from Khartoum to get off the terror list. Earlier this week, Sudan's provisional rulers agreed to hand over Omar al-Bashir to the International Criminal Court to face trial on charges of war crimes and genocide during the fighting in Darfur. Turkey's defense minister says his country will use force against rebel groups violating a ceasefire in Syria's northwest Idlib region. Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports this is an apparent response to Russian criticism.
Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan said on Wednesday that his military would strike Syrian government forces by air or ground anywhere in Syria if another Turkish soldier was hurt after 13 troops were killed by Syrian forces in just over a week. But on Thursday, the Defense Minister Hulusi Akar said his country was sending additional reinforcements to its positions in Idlib to ensure a ceasefire in the region is maintained and to control the area, according to the state-run Anadolu news agency. Russia has accused Turkey of disregarding the agreements it made with Moscow on Syria and of aggravating the fragile situation in Idlib, including a 2018 agreement to establish a de-escalation zone.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting. China replaced the head of its office responsible for Hong Kong affairs Thursday with a hardliner, a move analysts say indicates further tightening of its control over the semi-autonomous city. The move came after months of anti-government protests roiled the financial hub. For more on any of today's news, please visit us at voanews.com. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.